I am speaking with Joe Jobe, who is the CEO of the National Biodiesel Board. We're here in St. Louis with a pretty exciting announcement here from Daimler Chrysler. Joe, why don't you tell us about that?
Well, Chrysler is announcing a new Dodge Ram, and it's very exciting, the new Dodge Diesel, and they are promoting the use of new advanced diesel technology in combination with renewable energy. And it's very relevant because the President and the Secretary of Energy and the Secretary of Agriculture are all coming here this week for a national renewable energy conference, and Daimler is really demonstrating some very significant leadership on what we can do as a country for energy conservation, advanced diesel technology, and renewable energy.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does biodiesel fit in with it?
Well, Daimler Chrysler is, as are all auto companies, are looking at ways to increase their efficiency. Some companies are looking at hybrid technology, and that is excellent, and we need to do that. But the tried and true diesel technology with modern day advances offers very significant improvements in horsepower and torque and durability and all of those things that diesel is known for. In addition to that, diesel is going through a very significant change as a platform because we just transitioned to ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel this year, and it's cleaner and quieter, and what it enables is advanced emission control technologies that would ordinarily be poisoned by the sulfur in diesel fuel. And so it has equipment on there that makes diesels, they're going to be 97% cleaner than existing diesels.
Of course, we're in St. Louis, and this is a Dodge Ram. Why don't you relate that to us?
Yeah, it's home of the Rams, right? And what Chrysler is doing is they are advocating in this advanced diesel technology. They're advocating biodiesel blends. They really led the pack in offering the new diesel Jeep Liberty in 2005 with a B5 factory fill. They are continuing that very successful endeavor with the new Dodge Ram. They were the first to promote the use of B20 for fleets in the Dodge Ram, and really leading the way in terms of promoting energy conservation and renewable energy.
It seems like biodiesel has made pretty big strides as far as getting truckers to use it, getting fleets to use it, that kind of thing. What about getting this out to the general consumer?
J.D. Power & Associates just predicted that because of rising energy prices, diesel technology will go from 2% to 15% probably over the next decade. And 15% doesn't sound like a lot, but in energy terms and the volume of energy that we use, it's absolutely enormous. It can make a tremendous, tremendous difference. And in terms of B5 in the Dodge Ram or the Jeep Liberty or the Jeep Commander and 5% blends, what we are seeing, the Department of Energy research and testing program that's going on at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory is actually showing that blends of biodiesel can help improve the performance of ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel in this coming advanced high-performance diesel technology, because ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel is inherently dry, so biodiesel adds lubricity to that. In addition to that, the research is showing that biodiesel blends will actually help improve the performance of these emission control devices, because it has a lower temperature, it reduces the amount of soot buildup in those devices, and 5%, if we could get to a 5% market penetration across the entire diesel market, 5% may not sound like much, but it actually happens to be the same amount of diesel fuel that we refine each year from Iraqi crude. And it also represents 1/4 of the diesel fuel that we refine from imports from the Middle East. So it could make an enormous difference. And you couple that with the kind of high-efficiency technology that Daimler and others are introducing, and the energy efficiency that we can gain with renewable energy, liquid renewable energy that we can deploy right now with biodiesel and ethanol, and we can make a significant difference in our energy situation.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. That's Joe Jobe, CEO of the National Biodiesel Board here in St. Louis, the home of the Rams, with an exciting announcement about a new Dodge Ram. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.